Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, October 24th. Joining me in studio this morning, some friends from Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis, Dr. Gerhard Bode. He is the Dean of Advanced Studies at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Bode.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Andy.
Oh, thanks for coming over and spending some time with us early in the morning before classes get started to talk about the LCMS Global Seminary Initiative. And tell us a little bit about your work at Concordia Seminary.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm the Dean of Advanced Studies, so I work with the graduate school on our various programs. We have a lot of students. We have three of them here with us today, all of them in the graduate school. I also teach in the area of historical theology. I specialize in modern history. And I'm the seminary archivist also, so I'm the keeper of the secrets. We're celebrating our 175th anniversary year this year. So we've been really doing a lot the last month or so and celebrating the anniversary.
Wonderful. And I know it's just been, it's been a lot of fun, and KFUO has gotten to be a part of that celebration.
Yeah.
So happy to get to celebrate with you that 175 years. Now, none of us have been here for that 175 years, but maybe if you put together our time, perhaps. Tell us about the LCMS Global Seminary Initiative and the Concordia Seminary's involvement in that.
Well, the Global Seminary Initiative is a program that was adopted by the Synod several years ago, and it's really a wonderful program that allows us to do things that we've never really been able to do before. As I mentioned, I'm an historian, so I like to think in terms of history. If we were to go back 50 or certainly 100 years ago, we would see that the Missouri Synod was sending missionaries across the world to proclaim the gospel to people that had never heard it before. We still do some of that, but our work today has really changed. And in a sense, the mission is different now, and the way that the Missouri Synod is able to serve is different as well. Today, much of what we do is to help our partner churches across the world. The global and global seminary initiative is true. We have partner churches across the world, and where formerly we had mission stations and missionaries serving, now we have established congregations, established churches. And so the Global Seminary Initiative is a program that's really designed to help provide theological education and training for our partner churches. We train up pastors, teachers, and leaders for the church. That happens in a couple of different ways. One of the ways that the Global Seminary Initiative works is that students come from across the world to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, and they are trained here and study and get academic degrees here, for example. Another way that the Global Seminary Initiative works is that the Synod provides funds for local seminaries in our partner churches. So, for example, seminaries in Kenya or other places across the world, Russia. And a third way that the Global Seminary Initiative helps is that it sends professors, educated pastors out across the world to provide seminaries, conferences, and theological education. So it's a multifaceted approach. As far as our role at Concordia Seminary, we do mostly the theological education here, although sometimes our professors will go different places across the world as well. I would like to just take this opportunity and announce, this is the first public announcement of this. We just found out this last week that our grant request for another year of Global Seminary funding has been awarded.
Wow.
So we are happy to announce that we received $200,000 from the Synod to continue the GSI program for this upcoming year.
And what does that mean in practical terms? What does that mean then? How far does that reach? Who are the people that reaches?
It goes a long ways, and it's really a great blessing to the work that we do. What that money does is help provide theological education, especially funding for tuition and fees at Concordia Seminary. So, for example, this upcoming year, 2014-2015, we will be able to provide funding for tuition and fees for about 26 international students, a lot more than last year. So it's very helpful. One thing that I should point out, that both Concordia Seminary and Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne receive the same amount of money each year. And that's a great gift from the Synod. At the same time, I'd like to recognize that the Concordia Seminary and Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne both do matching. We both provide funding on the other side to help make this possible. So the people that donate generously to the Synod for this purpose are helping reach the mission goal. And those people that donate to the seminaries are also helping accomplish this goal. So it's really a wonderful partnership. Mm-hmm. Between the Synod and the seminary and the members of the Synod itself.
Sure, those who, it's a collaboration,
right.
and a work of the body of Christ.
Right.
All those different parts of the body working together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk with some of our students, some of our international students who have come here to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis to study. And some of the voices might be familiar. You've heard probably here on Worldwide KFUO before a couple of times, and some are new. So let's start. We'll work our way over. We'll start here with Stanish. Pastor Stanley, you spend quite a bit of time here at Worldwide KFUO, but folks may not realize a little bit about your background and how you came here. So tell us, Pastor Stanley, about your work before you came to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Yes, Mr. Bates. In fact, I'm from India, and I'm a pastor in India, and I finished somewhere in 2006 my theological education and worked in Mumbai for a year as a pastor in a local congregation over there. It was more of a mission congregation also, but at the same time, that was a great opportunity to kind of know what ministry is like and what are the challenges like. One of the things that I keep in mind is that especially when we talk about ourselves being Lutherans, how do you kind of take the Lutheran message within a very majoritarian context, which is not Lutheran or for that matter, not Christian at all? And that's pretty challenging. The education that we receive, the academic education, especially in the seminary, and I studied at Concordia Seminary, Nagarkoil, and also I studied in an ecumenical university too. The contextualizing of the message, the Lutheran message, is very, very important. And unfortunately, we do not have that kind of an opportunity to kind of, take the confessional message in very Indian terms to the people who need it the most. So the opportunity that I received in the end of 2008 to come over here and study at Concordia Seminary, and it was because of the initiative and also because of the scholarship that was provided that I had that opportunity, has helped me a great deal in just understanding that there is something beyond of the catechism that Martin Luther has written, you know. And I make this point because, as Dr. Bode pointed out, it is we have moved from mission stations and mission sites to established churches now. At the mission phase, maybe in in the churches, the catechism was very, very important because that was the basic education that you wanted to give. But now it is, for political reasons or for whatever, people from the United States or missionaries are not welcome, especially in countries like India. And we need the locals to take forward that message of mm-hmm. Lutheranism or of the gospel in Lutheran terms to the people. And that's where I think Concordia Seminary St. Louis has made a big impact for me, and I'm sure that that impact will continue through many others who will come over here.
Now, you're presently working on in a doctoral program, correct?
Right.
And how will that program, I assume you would tend to return to India once you've completed the doctoral program, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then how will that program benefit the church, the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, and those who serve there?
Well, it will help in many ways. I just mentioned that it is understanding your own Lutheran roots, mm-hmm. and also just being able to kind of read Luther in his own terms, and also bring it to the people back home is one way in which my education will help. The second thing is just being here in the United States, and also just being here in the LCMS congregations and being at Concordia Seminary is a big, big plus, because it allows us to kind of get accustomed to other friends from other countries who will be definitely, you know, the church leaders in the future. And it's also about building of relationships. You are in a long-term thing. And how do we, as believers, and as you pointed out, the body of Christ, how do we kind of work together to take the message forward to people who have not heard, as Dr. Bode was pointing out initially. The third thing is just being here and knowing the things that the church does. For instance, I go to Christ Memorial Lutheran Church, and we did a serve-in event 2 weeks ago. I've never heard of anything like that happening in India. So how do we get the local people, the local congregation members and believers to support your congregations, to support the larger society, and also mainly to support your own seminary, like, for instance, Concordia Seminary, Nagercoil? These are some of the things that we are just learning, and just being here is such a great experience of just building relationships, knowing people, learning the things that that we can do as the body of Christ. These are great things that I'm sure that we will be taking forward to our churches and helping our churches also become vibrant and effective in carrying forward the gospel message.
Very good. We have two more international students from Concordia Seminary that we'd like to introduce here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back from that break, we'll meet those students. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
As we age, our needs change, but there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why Lutheran Senior Services offers everything from low-income housing to senior living communities that provide all levels of care, to in-home services, to hospice. Our mission of older adults living life to the fullest comes from John 10, verse 10, where Jesus says he came so that we might live life in abundance, now and into eternity. Improving the lives of seniors wherever they call home. LSSLiving.org.
Philip ran to the Ethiopian and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Like the Ethiopian eunuch, there are millions of people around the world who want to understand what the Bible says, but they need someone to guide them. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation translates books like Luther's Small Catechism, which opens Scripture's meaning. Help introduce people to the Savior. LHFmissions.org.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit LCEF.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
338. Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It is your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game, get vaccinated, and help us tackle the flu.
To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, October 24th, 7:44 Central Time. We are talking with our friends from Concordia Seminary on the LCMS Global Initiative, Global Seminary Initiative, and talking with Dr. Gerhard Bode and our international students. Joining us now is Alex Vieira. Did I get it? Even close?
That's perfect.
Alex, welcome to His Time. Thanks for taking some time away from your studies and coming over and talking with us this morning. Tell us about your background, where you come from, and what brought you to Concordia Seminary.
Yeah, my name is Alex. I'm from Brazil, and I came from the Brazilian seminary right out of the seminary. I graduated from my MDiv and came here in 2012 for a PhD program. And before that, I had studied at Concordia St. Louis already. I came for an exchange and then MA in 2009 and 10. So this is my fifth year. And I'm right now in my third year in the PhD program, hoping to finish and go back home.
Well, very good. And what is your area of study? What are you working on in your PhD?
I'm the Bible Studies Department, and my area is New Testament, studying specifically Luke, Acts.
Very good. What do you hope to do once you complete your PhD?
Well, some of the things that Stanish mentioned before that are important for us when we're coming here to study, and then the things that will benefit our church when we go back are the same in Brazil. but something that I'd like to share that I think is a good moment that we are having in our Brazilian church right now is the creation of our first MA program to be offered to pastors from both Lutheran churches and other denominations. So like Dr. Bode mentioned before, when the church started in Brazil, in other places, you know, the United States used to send missionaries like in Brazil. We started with an American missionary in 1904, and we had only 17 families. Right now we are a church of almost 240,000 members. We have our own established seminary with 120 students. And next year, or 2016, we'll have our first master's program in the church. So that's a huge blessing, and I think, I know that me being here is part of that program. We have two Brazilian students living in Concordia, at Concordia Seminary right now, and two more modular students coming twice a year to study. And the plan that the church has is that when we go back, we'll be able to serve helping to teach in those courses in the master program.
Very good. So the training that you receive here will help prepare pastors and other leaders in the church in Brazil when you return.
Yes. Yeah. Both, right. As I mentioned, and I like to point that out, both Lutheran and from other denominations. Right now we have a Lutheran university system like Concordia here, Concordia system, and a lot of other denominations who don't have their own seminaries, they send their pastors to get theological education at our Lutheran schools. So that master program will benefit not only Lutherans, mainly Lutherans, but also the church in Brazil in general.
So the other church bodies are looking to the Lutherans for theological education.
Yes, that's right.
It's not a bad thing. Very good. And Christine Ouko, welcome back. It's so good to have you back in the studio. I know we've had a chance to talk in the past, and good to have you back here at Worldwide KFUO.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the program that you're in, Christine.
I'm actually in the MA program, working towards achieving my MA degree with deaconess certification. Yeah.
And where are you from, Christine?
I'm from Kenya.
And so studying in the Master of Arts and Deaconess Studies here at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. And what, before you came to Concordia, what were you up to back in Kenya? What were the things that you did? Were you a student in Kenya before you came here?
I have a background in civil engineering, so I worked in the civil engineering profession for some time. And during the post-election violence, I did volunteer in my church in 2008, and I realized that there was need to be part of to fill the gap in the church. So we had a lot of political problems that actually impacted badly on the church, because wherever people are affected outside, they feel that the right place to run to is the church. Mm-hmm. So we had so many people running to the church, and by that time I was enrolled in my undergraduate degree. I did sociology, psychology, double major, and I thought that was actually a direction that God really wanted me to take. So during that time intervention in the church, mm-hmm. I realized that people are really going through a lot of stressful moments, and I thought there was a gap to be filled. And when this opportunity presented itself, then I thought this was the way to go. So having my theological background after my graduation, I think going back to my country, it will be of much benefit to my people, because that theological gap will actually be filled. So I'm looking forward to to participating in the church and actually open to any opportunity that presents itself again to help my people and in this cause.
So by returning to your home, by returning to your church in Kenya and prepare to serve as a deaconess, you'll be able to help meet needs, working side by side with others in the church to help meet those needs in the church, whatever they may be.
Yeah, you realize that in my church body, we have only 51 deaconesses countrywide. So that is quite a small number as compared to the needs that we have within the churches, within our congregations. So I'm looking forward to maybe if I get an opportunity to be one of the teachers, deaconesses in our seminary, then that will be a good thing. But if I also have an opportunity to work in the congregation, then it will also be of much help to my people.
So by coming here to Concordia Seminary and studying in the deaconess program here at Concordia Seminary, getting that theological education, you may be able to help by training future deaconesses back home at your church in Kenya.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. Well, it's great to hear these stories, Dr. Bodie, of these students and to meet these students and hear about how their studies here will benefit our brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe. When some... You know, when we think about this, when listeners maybe are thinking about this this global seminary initiative and wondering the big picture, what does the big picture look like? Why do we invest in this? For me, I think it's obvious hearing these stories. Why does it make a difference? What if we didn't do this?
Well, it makes a difference because we're working together to train up the next generation of servants for the church. And Lutherans have always kind of understood our existence here on this earth, waiting for Jesus to return, as understanding that we're always kind of one generation away from extinction. Education has always been important to the Lutheran Church. It's kind of interesting that both of the seminaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are actually older than the Synod itself. We've prioritized education. We've prioritized training up people in the Christian faith and life and for service to the church and the world. And we're continuing that work today. It's always new. It's always different. We have wonderful students at our seminaries. And we have three of our very best students here this morning. But that training up of the next generation is really the key.
It's very easy for us in the United States to be very focused on what's happening on this continent or in the U.S. It's very easy for us to focus on what's happening in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod right here in our own country. By establishing the LCMS Global Seminary Initiative, we're using the gifts that God has given us to serve the church around the globe, not just here in the United States, not just and not just sending missionaries out, but by supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe so that the church may be strengthened and supported around the globe, not just here. It's so easy, I think, for us to just focus in on what we can see right here. But the world, you know, with communication and technology, we kind of live in a global society today, in a sense. And I think we're starting to see that the church is bigger than just us here.
It's a learning experience, not only for our students, but I think also for us here in the United States, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to continue to learn about how God works in the world through His Word, through people, for the building up of His church.
Have you found by your interaction with our international students that the picture and understanding of Lutheran, the Word of God obviously remains the same, but meeting our Lutheran friends from around the globe, that there are... There's some diversity in terms of, you know, when we sing a hymn in English, but it maybe it's sung in another language. I don't know. Do you see that diversity and how it's a blessing to the church?
Oh, yes. The Word of God is eminently translatable. Mm-hmm. It translates very well into every other language in the world, not just English, but every language of the world. And the Holy Spirit speaks many languages and speaks very well in those languages. And you can see how it shapes and forms the lives of people throughout the world in unique ways, in unique contexts. And I think that's the challenge of every generation in the church, to proclaim God's unchanging word, a changeless Christ, an unchanging gospel, to a changing context that desperately needs to hear it.
I think it's easy, especially if you haven't studied biblical languages, it's easy to think that God speaks in English only.
It's in my Bible. All right, it's right there.
And so I think just this experience alone is helpful for us to realize that that God and, as you said, the Holy Spirit speaks many languages. It's that God works beyond our little world here. Sometimes we get so focused on our own little world, and it's so great to be a part of this Global Seminary Initiative and see how God is at work in the church around the globe. Well, with just a couple of minutes left, just a few minutes left, maybe each of you can share with us what you hope to do in the next year, just about a minute each, what your hopes or what your plans are in the next year. We'll start with Stanish and tell us what's going on next year. I know, Stanish, you have something big coming up very soon.
Well, yeah, I'm just getting ready to defend my proposal or to do the work that I am supposed to be doing when I came here. So I'm looking forward to, writing about the local appropriation of the gospel in India when the LCMS missionaries worked from 1895 onwards. So the future is, I'm looking in that direction.
Very good. Alex?
Yeah, I'm now in the dissertation phase too, not as far as Stanish is, but I'm studying a lot of the gospel of Luke and Acts. Just beginning that process, and this next year will be just that, studying for my dissertation.
Very good. And Christine, where are you and what will you be doing in the coming year?
I had just presented my prospectus last week, and my area of study is looking at HIV-related stigma and the role of the church, especially with regards to women, because I realized that this is one area that is affecting our people, especially women back in my country. And so that is what I'm looking forward to doing this coming year.
Very good. Blessings on all your studies and your work coming up in the coming months. And I know that Dr. Bodie is going to make sure that everything goes well. He's going to make sure you earn it too. I get that sense. Oh, goodness. Well, Dr. Bodie, in the coming months, what can we pray for with just a little under a minute left? What can we pray for our international students?
We can pray that God will be with them and bless them as they go about their work, whether it be in class, whether it be writing, as Stanish is doing with his dissertation, preparing for exams. Maybe they're traveling. Maybe they're continuing to do work from here for their home church. So they're all hard at work. Pray that God will bless their efforts, and that pray also that God will continue to provide bright, young, talented, gifted students who will be able to come to Concordia Seminary and Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne and continue to learn and be prepared for service in the church.
Amen. And we can find out more about the LCMS Global Seminary Initiative on the lcms.org
right.
website and how we can support it. Thank you all for being my guests here today. It was a pleasure to get to meet you and talk with you this morning. Stanish, Alex, Christine, Dr. Bodie, thank you for being here today and spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Hull. Stick around for more His Time right after this break.